I don't know, sort of lost in the shadows. Glass Eye, a foursome from Austin, Texas, and a song called Christine, which you can find on the EP of that name or on the compact disc of their last album, Bent by Nature. I have with me, I have actually in my hands the cover of the new album by Sarah McLachlan as it's been redone for America. It's called Touch, and it's really, really beautiful, Sarah.
Thank you.
Welcome to KCRW. Welcome to Los Angeles. It's
thank you very much.
It's special having you here because this is it's the start of something big. I have no doubt at all. Actually, you know who I was just reminded, the first live performance I did in here, the first vocalized live performance was Suzanne Vega, and this was years ago. She had just written Luca.
Oh, really?
And she did it sitting in there and with her little acoustic guitar, and I have the feeling that you may well be wending your way down a similar path, Sarah. It's Snap. It's number 823 on this Thursday night, the 30th of March, and we've got a pared-down version of what you can hear on the album. Sarah's brought along her bass player, whom she'll introduce to you, and she's going to do a few songs for us now. Sarah McLachlan, live on Snap on KCRW.
Well, thank you. Yes, I'm here, and I'm with Jeff Cross, who is my bass player, and we're going to be doing three songs off the album, which is soon to be released in the States. It's already been released in Canada since the end of October. And that's about it. We'll start.
Twisted down to a dune trail ground. Watch the stars as they slowly fade away. The clearing sky I see, a cold stone face of morning setting. World that leaves me holding on to nothing when there's nothing left to lose. Your touch is cold and damp, devils in your eyes. I wonder why I always let you lead me on this way. 'Cause you see only what you want to see. You feel only as you want to. I am on the outside of your strange world. It's a strange. Nothing left to lose. Thank you. strange world. It's a strange world. It's a very strange world. It leaves me holding on to nothing when there's nothing left to lose. It's a strange.
Song we're going to do tonight is the first single off the album, and it's called Vox.
Of my dreams.
piano. A slight pause for instrument change.
Sarah McLachlan, you're listening to Alive on Snap on KCRW as she moves to our Yamaha piano.
Thank you.
Supplied by David L. Abel.
And the next and final song is called Ben's Song.
Thank you.
thank you. And that's it for tonight.
Oh, Sarah McLachlan, thank you. Absolutely beautiful.
Thanks.
Performing live on Snap, three songs that are on her album called Touch, which is being released in this country on Tuesday. Let me ask you about that song you just did, Ben's song, because it really captured me when I first heard the album. Is there anything in particular? Was it a general sense of the malaise of the world, a particular situation?
No, that song in particular meant something very personal to me. It's called Ben's Song. It's about a boy named Ben. When I was in Halifax for the last year that I was there, I met this boy named Ben. He was 10 years old. I met him right before Christmas time, and he had a stroke, and half his side was paralyzed. And no one could figure out why he had had this stroke. He did a whole bunch of tests, and no one really knew what was wrong with him. And he slowly regressed. I can't say I babysat him because he wasn't a baby. I stayed with him every day because he needed someone to take care of him. And I stayed with him and got very close to him, and he got worse and worse. And about 3 months later, they did another CAT scan on him, and they found a big brain tumor, and that was the cause of the whole thing in the beginning, even though they hadn't found anything in the first place. And so I stayed with him up to when I got a record contract, and I moved out to Vancouver in September of 87. And I saw him. He'd moved to Toronto by that time and was at the Mayo Clinic for cancer. And I went to visit him there for his birthday before I moved out to Vancouver, and then I came back. I was going to Halifax for Christmas, and I went to spend a day in Toronto to see him. And I got there at 7 in the morning, and I called his father, and he had died the week before, so it was kind of sad. And I wrote the lyrics the same night that he died. So, and I didn't even know about it. It was really sad. So, and he was just a wonderful kid, really smart, and it was a big shame. So,
there's a strong sense of that in the same way that one reads between the lines of fiction or even nonfiction. I guess it's hearing between the notes in that song. Is tremendous, tremendous power to it. As does, I'm completely impressed with the entire album. There is extraordinary strength and depth of perception for someone who can't even legally drink yet, at least not in this country.
No, I can legally drink now. I am 21.
Oh, you have crossed that. Well, just recently then.
Yes.
Just recently.
In January.
This is brand new. You've had classical training in piano and guitar, yes?
And in voice, yes.
Oh, well, that was going to be my next question to you, because you use your voice as an instrument.
Yes, very much so.
And it's not... I think the thing that I've enjoyed most about it is that it's not sort of the far-flung manner in which, you know, a Kate Bush, for example, might use her voice. It's very warm. It's very personal.
Yeah.
All the way through. Well, with all that, what do your mom and dad say about all this? Do they regret the piano lessons? Are they happy that
you're... Oh, they're very happy for me now. Certainly when I first got the contract, they were dubious about me moving away and joining the record biz or whatever, and being filled with drugs and whatnot, but that honestly it didn't happen. And they're very proud of me now that I've got a finished product.
Well, they have a great deal to be proud of, I'll tell you.
Thank
what are
you.
Your plans? You're going to go back up to Canada now and get ready to do some touring up there?
Yeah, I'm finishing off this American promotional tour, and I go back to Vancouver where I'm living, and we spend 10 days rehearsing, and we go on a Canadian playing tour, and we come back and to Vancouver. I believe we've got a European promotional tour happening after that. And then after that, I come back, and I think we've got an American playing tour, and then perhaps a European playing tour. So I've got my life planned out for the next couple months.
They're going to keep you busy. Aristas like that. They put you out on the road, and, you know, you'll be writing postcards for the rest of your life. They'll keep you moving and moving. But you when you grew up in Halifax in Nova Scotia, was it actually in the city, or were you out in the country?
No, I was in the city for most of my life, and from 0 to 7, I was in a little suburb out of Halifax. But
it's pretty
my
rural.
Actual, my most, and maybe that is my most important years. But from 7 on to 19, I was living right downtown.
And then you went from one end of the country completely to the other. What made you decide to go to Vancouver? What drew you there?
The contract, Network Records in Vancouver.
That's a good reason.
It's a good reason, yeah.
Pretty town, though. It's got a nice zoo.
Yes, it's a beautiful city. Very beautiful. It's quite like Halifax, really, except it's just a lot bigger and it's got mountains. I need to live by the ocean, though.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, water in proximity is
yes.
An absolute necessity.
Very nice thing. Although God knows what's going to happen with this thing with Alaska, the oil spill.
You know, I heard something very heartening about that today, though. One of the environmental reporters who was talking about it was saying that Mother Nature has been doing, everything has gone right in terms of the ability of the ocean to kind of heal itself and take as good care of itself, since Lord knows we don't seem to be doing a very good job.
Well, that's just the thing. I mean, how much can the poor ocean take?
Not much. Not much at all. It's really...
We can't leave it all to Mother Nature to clean up that.
No, and all of the things, it's with the wanton disregard for the consequences of
well,
of
nobody
the action.
Seems to be doing anything about it, so... Yeah.
Well, we'll just keep making noise. We'll just keep complaining and hoping that in some way... Well, I walk a lot instead of driving a car, so that a few less of those, you know, barrels will have to come in. See, you know, I don't know. What do you do? That's as close as I can get to an answer, trying to at least be responsible for the consequences of my actions.
Exactly.
As best I can, and hope that if I babble endlessly enough, maybe somebody else will do a little bit more, too. Sarah McLaughlin. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
McLaughlin.
McLaughlin. Yep. Okay, we've got that there. And Jeff, I missed your last name when Sarah said it.
Cross.
Jeff Cross, who played bass and sang backup vocals tonight. And I wish you every success with this album. I'm hoping you come back with the whole band when you come through on a tour. You think about coming back and doing a full-on show here on Snap.
Hopefully they'll give us more than one day.
I'd love to have you. we'll try and work that out. I want to say that Sarah McLaughlin has been playing the Model C5D Yamaha piano provided by David L. Abel, suppliers of fine pianos, who are at 8162 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles. The exquisite sound was by Bob Carlson, my engineer in production control.
Thank you, Bob. Wonderful job.
Mm-hmm. Isn't he an ace?
Just an ace.
And I want to say, Jeff, away here and
let the BBC run its course.
Let the BBC tell us what's happening out there in this world. Thanks again, Sarah, and thanks to all of you for listening tonight to Snap on this night back from the desert on KCRW Santa Monica. We're a community service of Santa Monica College at 89.9 FM.